Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. My guest this week is Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Dawn Piesold. Dawn, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Taking time out of your busy schedule because I know you have a lot going on right now.
We do.
And actually, before we get to a list of things that's coming up or going on, I do want to ask you, since this happened last week, you had the Chamber Candidates Forum. How did that go?
It was very nice. It was very informative evening. All the contested races, the candidates participated. They answered their questions. We took several rounds of questions also from the audience members, and that came out to be a good idea, and a lot of information got out there. And all the candidates did a good job, and I hope they felt that it was a good opportunity for them to get their word out there.
Moving on to what's actually going on with the chamber, I know you are welcoming a new chamber member.
We are. I'd like to welcome Allscripts Healthcare Solutions. We're very excited to have them on board, not only with the chamber, but within our community. They're going to be and are a great asset. So we're very happy to have them and want to make sure that we'll get with them in the future. They have a lot of good activity going on there and a lot of growth. So we'll have a grand opening and ribbon cutting sometime when it works best for them.
Absolutely. And also, you've got a Chamber of Commerce Member of the Month.
We do. Congratulations to Short Furniture Company. They were named our March Chamber Member of the Month. So we're very happy for them. They've been around in Litchfield for years and do a great job, supportive of the chamber, and we're just happy for them. Happy
staple
to celebrate them. They are a staple.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, something the Chamber of Commerce has going on is the Choices Education Program. Dawn, could you explain to me a little bit about what this is? I'm not familiar with it.
Yes, I'd be happy to. It's one of my favorite things that we as the chamber do for our education, our students within the education program. It's a program that we are sent and we purchase, actually, and it comes with training materials, online, actual material kits that the students use. We get five presenters that are chamber members that take time out from their days. They take the online training, they really do their homework, and learn how most effectively they can pass this on to the students. So, long story short, 2 hours, two mornings a week, these five presenters will meet at the 8th grade middle school, and they will touch upon all these educational tools to pass on to the 8th graders there. And it's really impactful. We get a survey, or we take a survey afterwards from the students, and it really hits home, and it gets through to several of them. Different
program.
Ones have said that it really helps them, whether it's issues they're going through at home or at school or with their friends, just to make better choices within their life, with their education, and all around, at home, with their friends, and so forth.
Absolutely. And again,
so it's a great program.
Yeah, and that's sponsored by Bank and Trust.
Yes, thankfully. Bank and Trust has been our sole sponsor of that program for, I believe, 4 years in a row now, and we're always very thankful to them for doing that. And then our presenters are Cheryl Nickerson and Roger Krabby, both of Bank and Trust, Corey Evans of State Farm Insurance Company, Lieutenant Riker of the Litchfield Police Department, Tiffany Jarman of Higher Level Staffing Agency, and Tom Baker representing the Litchfield Country Club.
That is the Choices Education Program sponsored by Bank and Trust Company.
Yes, and that's going to be the last week in March take place.
March is a busy month for you, I understand.
Yes.
Speaking of that busy month with the Chamber is perfect segue into our next topic, which is Thursday is the annual Chamber of Commerce dinner. And that's something that we've been promoting for at least a few months.
Right.
It's something that's a very big event for the Chamber, we should say.
It is. It's an evening that we celebrate our members and try and have a nice meal, have a nice program. We give out several awards with standouts within the chamber community, and it's we're having Jason Milanis cater it this year, so we're very excited about that. It's going to be held at the Litchfield Community Center. Like you said, it's this Thursday, March 23rd. And if you want tickets and you haven't already got tickets this morning, give me a call or email the bank. or email the office sure. and just let me know, and I could probably get you in. So I'll give that last shout out if you'd like to get tickets.
You won't be accepting tickets at the door, right?
No.
Like, okay.
Because we'll have to give Jason a count for
sure.
the meal.
Sure.
But we're really excited. We've grown, so we've had to move it to the community center, and that'll be fun. The Sierra International Company is providing our entertainment this year. I think that's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
I don't know what they're doing, and it's just exciting.
All the more reason to go.
I know. Yeah. They said, well, do we have to let you know what we're doing? And I said, I don't think so. Surprise us. So they've made a couple phone calls and asked me a couple questions, but other than that, it's a mystery.
That is intriguing.
So that is intriguing.
Now moving on to something that's a little bit further into the future, but still a big event for the chamber, huge event for the chamber, is Party in the Park, and that will be here before we know it. And you've got three separate pageants this year for Party in the Park. Is that, that's what you had last year, is it not?
We did. This will be a little tweaked a little more. Okay. The Party in the Park is going to be on the weekend of July 21st and 22nd. So our first pageant will be the Litchfield Miss Chamber of Commerce pageant, and that has not changed. Mm-hmm. We've always had that on Friday night. It will remain the same this year. That is for female students enrolled in public, private, or homeschooled and entering their junior or senior year or graduating the spring of 2017. And then Saturday, later on in the evening, we will be having our Little Miss and Mr. Party in the Park. That is for girls and boys 5 through 7 years of age. Now, what we did last year then, the chairperson of the pageant combined mm-hmm. the Little Miss and Mr. pageant with the Junior Miss Chamber of Commerce pageant, which okay. was our new one. And that just, it was too crowded. It didn't give the contestants enough time to do what they needed to do and to walk the stage. We really needed to split those up and make those two separate.
Yeah, that's what
separate.
It's there for, trial and error, experiment with things.
Right,
see what
right.
Works
I think with the chairperson's idea was it was the first year. She wasn't sure how many contestants she would get. And she got a lot,
yeah.
Which is wonderful.
It's a good problem to have.
Yes, as always. Yes, growth is always too much is better than too little.
That's
right. True. So the first pageant will be the Little Miss and Mr. Party in the Park, again for girls and boys 5 through 7 years of age. Then that will end. Then we'll start our second pageant of the Junior Miss Chamber of Commerce. And that's for female students enrolled in public, private, or homeschooled and entering 6th, 7th, or 8th grades.
Also, something you've got new this year, it looks like you'll be having a band performing on Friday night.
Yes, we're all very excited about this. They're a great band. Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters will be playing Friday night, July 21st, from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. They will be there on that first block. I think it's the second 100 block of the State Street. The carnival will be on the first two blocks from the stoplight, just like it always is. And then we'll block off that third block and have the stage, their own stage. So it will be separate from the pageant stage, which is in the back of the banks
sure.
or in the bank parking lots. So I'm really excited. They are fabulous. If you haven't heard them.
They've played around in the community, so they should be familiar to people in the area.
I think so too.
Yeah.
So I'm super pumped about that.
That's Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. Again, that's Friday night, July 21st from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m.
Correct.
And some events you've got that are making a return that you've had in years past, they have to do with some more physical activities, I guess you could say, with what a basketball tournament and the ever-popular human foosball.
That's right. We're bringing back the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. That had been off of the Party in the Park schedule for a while, and we brought it back last year, and we had a huge turnout. It was so nice to see all the kids and all the families out participating, and men and women of all ages. It was just really fun. So we're definitely bringing that back, and we're spreading it out. So they have a full court space, and they'll have that whole block on Monroe Street right there behind the library.
That's the same place they had last year?
It was last year, yeah. But they had to share it with the foosball.
Gotcha.
And this year, we're going to just put the foosball somewhere else so
okay.
the 3-on-3 can have that whole block.
Where's the foosball going to go?
Well, we don't know that
okay.
yet, but gotcha. It will probably, I don't know if I should disclose this in case it
That's
gets
okay.
changed.
We can just say stay tuned.
Well, but I'm thinking just turn it around the corner and have it on the Kirkham somewhere, because that's all blocked off anyway. Sure. But that's not written in stone. So we'll get it figured out.
You'll find it if you show up.
That, it'll be right there. Yeah. And that, what we've kind of, what that has gone to, or what we've decided for that to be, how that to be run, is open play. And just let kids, anybody, go in there and have a good time and play foosball and not have to have a team before they play. We do want to have the tournament again Saturday morning, and that you would have to enter and sign up and so forth. But other after Saturday morning, it's free Friday night and Saturday, just open play and get in there and have some fun.
And another thing for Party in the Park is you are accepting vendors right now.
Yes. Well, I'll have the forms all ready, but anybody ready, interested, just get a hold of me and we'll get those, get you signed up and have you in the park. I think we're trying to make some changes to make it conducive and work well for our vendors. So we're thinking, and our hopes are, that the band will bring a lot of people there later at night. At night, I know they'll be there, and I think they'll stay later. So that will help the vendors as well. The better that we all do, the better of an event it is. That's always our goal. So anybody interested in being a vendor, get a hold of me at the office and we'll get you set.
Anyone has any questions or would like some more information about Party in the Park or anything that we've talked about that's going on with the Chamber of Commerce, how would they get a hold of you?
They can email me at info@litchfieldchamber.com. They can give me a call, 217-324-2533. Within a couple weeks, I'll have all the forms on our website. Just go to litchfieldchamber.com or come by the office anytime. Absolutely. I'd love to have you, and you can see the museum as well. Our office is located inside the Litchfield Museum and Welcome Center.
Take a tour of the place.
That's right.
Again, that was Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Don Piesold. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.